Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo nate.
We want to appear moving on again.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusomfa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinyera Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We based in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Light of the word of God.
Omusana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Light of the word of God.
Atugenda maaso n'okunnyonnyola.
As we move on to explain to you.
Enteekateeka ya Katonda ey'omukaaga ey'omutindo.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Enteekateeka ya Katonda ey'omutindo ey'omukaaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Ey'okutuukiriza okwitibwa kwazza asuubiza ensi zonna.
Of fulfilling His worldwide promised call.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era ng'enteekateeka eno emanyikiddwa.
And this strategy is known as.
Nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo gy'abantu.
Masters of human spirits.
Kujijja ku nsi.
To get them from this world.
Kujizzaayo mu ggulu.
Take them back to heaven.
Atujiwonyageyeena.
As we save them from hell.
N'ennyanja y'omuliro.
And the lake of fire.
Nga bwe tusome nnyo eri Matayo sura y'omwenda.
As we read in the Matthew 9.
37.
Verse 47.
Paka olwa 40.
Up to 40.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga abakunguzi bano ab'emyoyo gy'abantu.
And these harvesters of human spirits.
Okujijja ku nsi ogizzaayo mu ggulu.
Get them from the world to take them back to heaven.
Ku luno tukolera wansi wa gavumenti za Katonda ez'omu ggulu ebbiri eziri ku nsi.
This time we work under two God's heavenly government on the world.
Gavumenti za Katonda ebbiri ez'omu ggulu.
Two God's heavenly governments.
Nazisimbye amakanda ku nsi.
And they have based on this world.
Gwenno.
You.
Mu gavumenti zino.
In this government.
Olina ofuna department w'olina okukola.
Where you have to get the department you will work.
Okusinzira ku kirabo kyo.
According to your gift.
Okuyitibwa kwo.
Your calling.
Omulimu gwo.
Your work.
N'engeri gy'oteekeddwamu.
In the way you've been prepared.
Olwa buli mwomulungi.
For every good work.
Okuyita mu byawandiikwa ebitukuvu.
Passing through the Holy Scriptures.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga government zino.
And this government.
Esooka bulijjo tuginnyonnyoka.
The first we always get explained of it.
Government ya Katonda ey'omu ggulu ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on this world.
Nga bw'eri mu ggulu.
As it is in heaven.
Nga bw'eri ku nsi.
It's the way it is on this earth.
N'ebigendulwa okulaba ng'ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
They shall see things done in heaven.
Bikolebwa ku nsi.
They are done on this earth.
Era ng'okulaba ng'okuteesa kwa Katonda ali mu ggulu.
The counsel of God in heaven.
Kunywezibwa ku nsi.
It is established on this earth.
Nga bwe yasuubiza edda mu Isaiah sura ey'omwenda.
As he promised in the Isaiah chapter 9.
Olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu.
Verse 6 and 7.
Nti omwana Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The son of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bwe yatuzaalibwa.
Who was birthed begotten to us.
N'atuweebwa.
He was given us.
Yajja ne government ya Katonda y'omu ggulu ku nsi.
Came with God's heavenly government on this earth. Yes.
Era bwe yali asimbula ku nsi.
As he was moving from this world.
Mu Luke sura eri ey'ekkumi n'emu.
In the Luke chapter 11.
N'olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Yaleka atugambye tusabe essaala.
He prayed to pray a prayer.
Nti kitaffe byagala bikolebwe mu nsi.
Father, thy will be done on earth.
Ng'ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
As it is done in heaven.
Era kwe kunnyonnyola okuli mu Matayo sura ey'omukaaga.
Explanation in the Matthew chapter 6.
Onyolw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Okuyingira ddala olw'ekkumi.
Enter verse 10.
Era nga yasuubiza edda.
He promised before.
Mu Yobu esura ya 38.
Job chapter 38.
Olwa 38.
Verse 33.
Nti tunyweze ebiragiro by'eggulu ku nsi.
That we establish the commands of heavens on earth.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tutegeera ddala.
Because we understand.
Waliwo ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
There are things done in heaven.
Atulina okubikola ku nsi.
We have to do them on this world.
Ate ne wabaawo ebyateesibwa eggulu.
There are things heavens to cancel.
Nga tebikolebwayo mu ggulu.
And they are not done in heaven.
Naye nga okuteesa kw'eggulu kunywezebwa ku nsi.
But the cancel of heaven is established on this earth.
Okugeza.
For example.
Marko esura ya 12.
In the Mark chapter 12.
25.
Verse 25.
Baka 27.
Mu
ggulu tulibanga ba malaika.
In heaven we shall be like angels.
There
is no marriage. No getting married.
Kubanga tulibera mubiri nga guno.
Shall not be with flesh and blood like this one.
Ugusobora okuwasa n'okufumbirwa.
Body which can marry get married.
Ne mubiri ogwo muguru.
In the heavenly body.
Ugogerwa ko mbakolise ky'okubira esuli okutaano.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Nyolisoka paka olw'okuna.
Verse 1 to 4.
Wabula okuteesa kw'eggulu kwagamba.
But the counsel of heaven said.
Mubakolise ekisoka esuli ya 11.
The 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Ate wano kuusi.
That here on this world.
Buli musajja afune mukazi we
ye. Every man get their own woman. wife and every woman get their own husband.
Now,
heaven's too castle about that. The God of heaven too castle of that.
That's
done as on the world as we've taken castle in heaven. Because one has not been able to bear be with one wife. Husband, will they be in heaven as an angel and they don't have a single one? It means if you pass the test of being with one and you keep them, they keep you very well. You will be able to be it as an angel in heaven and you don't have anyone. That test. Now you yearn for four.
In
heaven, you should not have one. God gave you a test. If you bear to be with one,
pass,
you'll be able to be as an angel. Yes. But
government
in the second government, known as God, is government in the governments of the world. Why in the governments of the world? Yet it is of God. But it has departments. They are just like those of the world.
Example,
like the department of the spiritual politicians.
Godly politicians.
Godly politicians. They
appear
to guide those of the world, even us concerning politics. Usually called the central government. God is government in the government of the world.
Government
the central government. God is heavenly government on this earth. Why it's called the central government? Between the governments of the world and God is heavenly government on this world to mediate and reconcile us. Have you understood that? Praise Jesus much. Somebody is saying
they
have a lot of technology involved.
God
is heavenly government on this earth.
Department
and it has department of the church. Department of deacon and bishops.
Department
of judges.
Department
of elders of the church.
Department
of brethren's musicians.
Department
of the teaching priests.
Department
of the holy angels of God on the earth.
Then the department
and department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
But
things done in this government, they are spiritual. As you've heard of those departments,
now
God, what he did,
the
heavenly government has the department we listed below. He put there a central government of it.
This is
the God is government in the governments of the world.
Department is
in the departments in there. They are somehow in the flesh. Yes. Because we have the first department of the natural gifts and callings that we call talents. Then the other side,
we know department.
We have departments with spiritual gifts there. The other side, they are so spiritual. Yet this crossing here
handles
the natural gifts and callings. Those of the flesh, this we call talents.
It
means these ones, when they came from heavenly government, and they make the central government, they
mediate
us with these of the world. Governments of the world,
these
old people, but they don't mind much about their talents, their natural gifts and callings, those of natural, of the flesh. Talanta. The talents they have.
Ate,
yet,
they
don't know in the church.
Ate, there too
are spiritual gifts and callings.
This
in the central, they reconcile us. But we shall understand them.
Wanji.
Are we together? We shall handle them one day. And you see how each one helps the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But again, God is government and the governments of the world. That we call the central government. Of God is heavenly government on this earth. Still, it has a responsibility to see that governments of the world get to understand that the Most High He rules in their governments. That's why we have godly politicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So God will
give me that grace and that time. And they come handle how both these governments help each other. And you see your responsibility where it's going to be. Have you understood me well there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
I
decided
to begin on the 8 departments. Which make up God's heavenly government on this earth. Right now we are concluding the 7th department. Department of Holy Angels of God. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this department of Holy Angels of God
is
the Holy Church of God on this earth. As it speaks of them in the Hebrews 12, verse 22-23. As the church in heaven is, if there gathers the angels, even our church on the earth, it has to be like that. And
we are
able to get explained of many things. Until we began on the 7 divisions of the 7 groups of angels, their works, their code, and the way they are led by 7 spirits of God to fulfill their works. Praise Jesus
much.
Now we so far finished 5 divisions of the angels.
The
group of angel Michael,
group
of angel Gabriel, group of angel Raphael, group of the angel Abaddon,
group
of angel Ariel of the creations. Right now we are concluding the group of the angels Kamuel, the angels of fire.
We've
gone on the part 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We want to move on again with the second part of the 6th division of the Holy Angels of God, the group of the angels Kamuel, one
we
know as Alexander, the angel of fire, the angels of fire, those responsible
and
burning powers of darkness, sicknesses, demons,
responsible
over the golden altar of God where the lake of fire begins.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now you wasn't here. We say we are moving on with the 6th division of the Holy Angels of God.
It's
the group of the Archangel Kamuel that we call Alexander, the angels of fire,
possible
to burn powers of darkness,
and what day?
The sicknesses, burning demons, possible over the golden altar of God where the lake of fire begins from.
kodi yabwe.
They are called.
Oba omubara gwabwe.
They are called.
Kodi yabwe.
They are called.
Mbwati bwayogera oyo mutukufu.
Thus saith he that is holy.
Ero wa mazima.
And he that is true.
Oyo ayina ebisumuluzo bya Daudi.
He that has the key of David.
Oyo ayina ekisumuluzo kya Daudi.
He that has the key of David.
Wagulawo.
When he opens,
tewabagalawo.
No one shuts.
Era bwagalawo.
When he shuts,
tewabagulawo.
No man opens.
Bakulemberamu moyo okutya Mukama.
Are led by spirit of fear of God.
Okusobola okutuukiriza emirimu gyabwe.
To be able to fulfill their work.
So twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
So we want to move on.
Okwongera okubanyonyoka.
To get explained of them.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bosoma mu kubi kwesuli 14.
When you read in Revelation chapter 14.
Olunyiri olwe 18.
Verse 18.
Yatandika tugamba bwati.
He began telling us this.
Kubi kuliro sura ya 14 olunyiri lwa 18.
Revelation chapter 14 verse 18.
Ne malaika omulala n'ava ku kyoto eyalina obuyinza ku muliro n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti tekako ekiwabyo ekyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba eby'omuzabbibu gw'ensi kubanga ezabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar who had the power over fire and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Praise Jesus much. Another angel came from the altar of God. The golden altar. He has power over the fire. You know this altar, the golden altar, not meant to be a golden altar, but it's called the golden altar of God. Yes. It's called the golden altar of God.
It
never ends just there. Some you may hear us speak of it. And you say, and hear him you saying, the golden altar of God. According to Revelation chapter 16, verse 7, he speaks as he says this.
Okubikulira sura ya 16 onyolo omusanvu.
Revelation chapter 16 verse 7.
Nempulira ekyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu nga kyogera nti weewaawo Mukama Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna gya mazima era gya nsonga emisango gyo.
And I heard another out of the altar say, even so Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Yes.
This
altar is of the Lord God. And this altar, in it is the fire of God.
The
fire which makes up the lake of fire.
Or
which springs from the lake of fire. That angel has church over. These angels of fire, they have church over it. When we read the other day, we saw angels get fire from here and they move on. And they burn powers of darkness. And they burn witchcraft. The sicknesses. They burn demons. As they burn Sodom and Gomorrah. The fire which is more than the usual fire. That's the lighting on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when we reach prayer of warfare, we need to call those angels of fire.
Most
when something involves burning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat verse 7 to enter verse
8.
Revelation chapter 16, verse
7.
And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Verse
8.
And And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and power was given unto it to scorch men with fire. Yes. These angels of fire. Ability to raise the fire that which is in the sun. And they have the ball that they can power on the sun. And the sun opens up. And it powers the fire, hailstones of fire in there. The sun, you see.
It is
hail fire. Fire. Here we get sunshine. But inside it, only hail fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, these
angels who are led by Angel Camuel of fire, that you usually call Alexander.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They are responsible to see that they get fire from the golden altar of God. To burn all things need to be burned. And they have weapons. Those used to amplify it to the level according to what they want. Praise Jesus much. That's why in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1, to enter verse
2,
we saw the commandment in the midst of the
cherubims.
Right? There is where we find the golden altar of God.
It
gets fire from there. Let's read, we see.
Ezekiel chapter
10, verse
1. Tunula, eralaba. Mubange lya waguru omutwe gwa bakerubi ne walabika waguru wabwe nge jinje lya safiro nge mbala yekifananye kyentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne.
Olunyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Nagamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta ngayogera nti yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati w'abakerubi obimansire ku kibuga awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba.
And he spoke unto the man clothed with linen and said, go in between the wheels even under the cherub, and fill your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This golden altar of God
unto
the midst of the cherubims. Those in the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Now this angel Camuel of fire, one of these little angels of fire, goes there, he gets fire that which will be enough. They have gadgets, the weapons of the wrath of God, in which they can gather the fire, and they can use it to burn Sodom and Gomorrah
in
the neighboring cities,
and
they turn to Sahara Desert, Kalahari Desert, the smaller deserts neighboring there. Now you brethren, to know of issues of these angels,
because
this is an entire department in God's heavenly government on this earth, department of holy angels in the holy church of God on the earth. And their works, you must be knowing them.
You
have to get teaching priests,
present
the seven groups of angels,
and
to see that they teach them all race,
and
to see that their works, they are manifest on this world.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much.
I
don't know you are ready to which extent that you stand in that office
presenting
these angels, and you can teach them to the people, they know them,
ate n'okulabika ng'oba mutukuvu okubaleetera okulabisibwa mu
nsi ekyendiisa
ekibeera ku bamalayika bano
abatukuvukijja
kuba kizibu okuyita nammwe
okugjako
nga
mutabaganya
kubanga buli lw'osoma mu Amos esula
ey'okusatuababiri
tebasobola bayita
bonnaokugjako
nga bakolaki
agreed. Yes.
Abatabaganye.
They have agreed.
Naye omuntu atabagana ate ne bamalayika.
The person agree with the angels.
Bo batuukiriza kigambo kya
Katonda. They fulfill the word of God.
Oba oyagala okukolagana nabo.
If you want to work with them.
Olina kubeera mu kigambo kya Katonda.
You have to be in the word of God.
Tulina kuba mu kitabo kya Mukama.
You must be in the book of the Lord.
Tulina kuba nga tuli bawulize gye kiri.
Must be obedient unto it.
Era nga tukkiriza.
As we believe.
Era nga tuteeka mu nkola.
As we put in action.
Tewali ngeri ndala.
There is no any other way.
Osobola kukolagana nabo.
You can make a relation with them.
Okusinganga okutuuka ng'omaze okunywera
until you first gotten strengthened
mu kigambo kya Katonda
in the word of God
kubanga mu Amos 3:3 agambye
Amos 3:3 he has said this
Amos esula ya kusatu onyolo kusatu
Amos chapter 3:3
ababiri bayinza okutambulira wamu wabulanga batabaganye
can two walk together except they are agreed yes
woyagala ku bayite nafe
you want them pass with us
mu kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu
in the holy church of God on this earth
obayigirizeeko
and you teach about them
abantu ababikulirwe
and people get revealed of them
ate batuuke
and at reach a time
okulabisibwa bakole nabo
they manifest to work with them
kituwale enzikanya
it takes an agreement between you and them yes
enzikanya eryetya
the agreement how is it
enzikanya
the agreement
bashira abamanyi
these are mighty ones
abatukirize kiragiro kya Katonda
the command of God
abawulire ebira edobozi ekigambo
kye how can the voice of his words
kitegezo nokubanga nawo oli mulungi mukwate ebiragiro bya Katonda
you must be good to keep the commands of God
awulire obulungi edobozi ekigambo kya Katonda
yes well voice of the word of God
nokiteeka mu nkola
put it in action
kwabo bakituukiriza nabo bakituukiriza
stay fulfill it yes
ondegedde bulungi
have you understood me well
kwamangamanga mu kigambo kya Katonda
now you place in the word of God
tosubira nti olw'okubasoma mufunye enkolagana
don't expect that for studying them you've gotten a relation with them already
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bango inzo kude nonne kwasa.
You may go there and you begin to claim
tumeya tuigiriza ba
maraika
nayemba ita tebajja
I call them they don't come
kubanga buwera bila zaburi 13
when you forget Psalms 103 verse 20
temugena kubana ankora gana
nabo you have a relationship with them
kati someto dabi
let's read we see
zaburi 13 olinyolwa 12
Psalms 103 verses 20
mumwebaze mukama mwe abamalaika be mwe abazira abamanyi abatukirize kigambo che ngamulire dobozi lye kigambo che
bless the lord you his angels that excel in strength that do his commandments hearkening unto the voice of his word yes these are mighty ones
bebazane mukama ne bamuga webali
the lord say thank you
wa manya go tchikiwa
cha mo mighty your power and your greatness
we know kubanga echo nawo chirinda
that you must be having it
katone wana kufuru wa manya
otia god will make you how much powerful
sigare webaza mukama
you remain blessing the lord and thank him
Tobera musajja wa Katonda wa amani.
Not a mighty man of God.
Bo mukazi wa Katonda
wa amani. A mighty woman of God. No.
Ba obera nga bobo ba malaika
abe. There are his angels.
Na obera muwereza.
You are the servant.
Si musajja we.
Not his man.
Si mukazi wa Katonda.
Not a woman of God.
Mukazi wanga abawange.
My wife a woman is my woman. Yes.
Kati wogando ni musajja wa Katonda.
If you say you are a man of God.
Omufude mukazi.
You made him a woman?
Eh? Ah, linakuwa muweleza wako.
He has to be a servant of God.
Atigwebogano ni mkazi wako.
If you say you are a woman of God.
Ah,
man.
Chobagamba,
they say,
bamwebaze mukama abazira babareka abazira bashi.
The Lord the mighty angels the mighty ones.
No wangu bade yabo amanyi gatia.
So he gave them power to the
extreme.
The problem which is going to be on you.
Atondaga rakore samanyi.
God wants to show power in the ministry. As you stood ministering.
Na ye onadamu musa mwechitibanga ba malaika bano
will you honor him again as these angels
kubani boni wanku badaba zibaba
for they are the mighty ones they bow down
basiza
they worship him
ejo kulala
the other
badu ukirize biragiro bye
they fulfill his commandments
tebanyoma biragiro bya mukama
they do not despise commands of God
era banyoma biragiro
those who despise commands
satan ne ba malaika
babo they were chased from heaven These mighty ones, as you've heard,
they
never forget in their minds and the great things they do when they have been sent. Never forget to thank one who gives them power, even to glorify him.
And
hearken to voice of his word. They cannot do anything.
Say
if the command has been released, the word of God has said what? The command can be released, and it's of humans.
But
what proves it is of God? In it is the word of God. Sure.
They
don't sort. Not. And those who sorted were chased from heaven.
Sort
as they do things not commanded them.
Now
you keep sorting and you come back to normal. I'm not sure you will work with them. You will call them and you claim that you have not seen them. Are we together? Every time you're sorting. You come tell me, Apostle, I sorted and I sinned. Now I have come back. I'm not sure you have a relation with them. He said, bless the Lord, you his angels, that excellent strength. These are mighty ones.
No,
a mighty person has done great works. Yes.
But in
that working though, God has sent him on a great mission and he accomplished it. He never come back say me, a mighty man of God. Praise Jesus.
These
are mighty, they still bless the Lord. They keep his commandments.
Hearken
to the voice of his word. The commands, they don't depart from them. Every time you meander within commands, the voice of the word of God, all alone they hear it, they know that. Are we together? If the relation is to be there,
yes,
yes,
the
legends of fire encamp in the midst of the world,
we're
going to work with them. Final work on this planet Earth,
revival,
it's the revival,
restoration
of all things. We too must have been prepared to work with them.
Opened
up a special relation with them. Are we together? Are we together? These ones put lights, I don't see you. You see me very well.
Okay.
You're fine.
Aha.
The trouble is right there.
You
go and exclaim, Apostle, what he teaches us. They are written, but they're not working. They don't work. I called the angel here. The demon is on me. The angel never appeared. Did you make a relationship with them? You want even what they have done, that you exalt yourself, you've seen me.
It's me
who call the angels and they appear. And they heal. And they raise the dead. They burn. I call them, they burn. What else can you tell me?
Yet
them who have burnt, they don't do that and exalt themselves. They remain, say, bless the Lord. For they knew it. Though they have been given the pressures of the light of knowledge, the much power remained coming from God, not from them. These are angels of light, the light of knowledge. But that treasure is in them. They remain knowing it. The much power comes from God and not from them. This is very serious. Yes. God has given you this life. You keep revealed. Men. You think the power comes from you. They will listen in your
power.
Power remained coming from God. Even though it's revealed to me all things. The depth of God. To going the length. The height. The breadth. The life of God. He will send you to great things. Where trouble will come from. You reach there and you say, I command power anytime I want. And you forget it come from here. And it can stop it coming. Never see angels again. And things become like of Samson.
Yes.
You know things of Samson? Spirit came on him.
Reached
a time he thought he owned him. He went to marry in his enemies. But that day called power. It no more was there. Because the riddle. His riddle with God. They had broken it. The code. Not to cut off the hair. Is it not that to us? Unto us here. Not to depart from the word.
2
Corinthians chapter
4.
Verse
6
and 7. I compare you with the angels. You see how you're going to hold the relationship with them. The Holy Spirit says, these people, you are teaching them things of light concerning the angels. And they have understood all the problem which is they have no relationship with them. They will call them, they will never see them. They will begin to speak that you did teach them to profit. When things fail, you know. It's you who killed your relationship with them. Are we together?
And
always examine yourself there. Let's read.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga katonda yalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza yayaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiba kya katonda mu maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse
7.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes.
God
commands the light of knowledge which passed through his word
changed
the darkness of ignorance. The glory of God as today and
the
treasure of light of knowledge passed through the word of God. Put
in
that your earthly vessel just as it did to the angel of light. But you forget.
Yes,
treasure given you is followed of power. But the control of power is not yours.
Sure.
You can get all knowledge, you will fill it up with it. The Lord is there to fill you with it. Knowledge. But the power
will
follow the full knowledge. The remote God will retain and remain with it. Yes. You will reach big things of knowledge, yet they don't make meaning. Very dangerous. That's the problem.
remote
will remain in the hands of God. Angels became mighty and they are of light. Satan admired them. Began to transform as angel of light. And he thought the much power will come to him. It never came. You know, though you will claim to be of light, you quote scriptures and you join them up, and you forget to glorify the Almighty, forget to follow His commands, to keep His word as today, even to fulfill it. You see, the remote is the one with it. Write down that scripture, you read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 14 up to 15. Though you will just transform, claim be righteous, yet you're not. Are we together? How will they remain? No, it comes from God. Him, the holy angel.
No
way you tell him that you are Inspector General, Prophet One. They have worked with prophets.
They've
never seen one speak such. Are we together? You in your generation. Inspector General Michael. You. They are going to work with. Are we together? After the relation, how are you going to keep it? Me to teach you all by the Spirit of God. I do it and treasure has been given you. But power will not come from you. It will come from God. From God. And it's much. Angels as you want them. In all power you've asked, it can be given you. Spirit, you can ask for him.
Double portion.
Triple portion.
Fourth portion.
In the fourth portion.
Seventh portion.
No, even to everlasting.
Unlimited
portions. Yet the remote is with the Lord. Are you there? You hear me very well. The remote is with the Lord.
It turns on.
My power switch off. Get on. It is not going to be with you.
He
is just giving you treasure of knowledge. If you keep it well, He sends you power. It alone is why they give you power.
The
treasure of knowledge is sat within you. And you're humble towards all of it. To fulfill just as they are. They first send you angels, the mighty ones.
Send
portions to the seventh portion. Next department of the Holy Spirit, but on the earth, he has to camp in all portions.
And
where trouble is going to come from, a relationship with them. That you pass with them and you appear in which state? That you have that wisecank with you, that you have that arrogancy. That you have contentions within yourself, you argue, that you fulfill some scriptures, others you leave them, it is never there. Are we together?
And
you want to claim? Yes. You want to claim that I didn't teach? You reach there. Entered nations. You call angels, they are not appearing. You say, but apostle, he made us to knock. He showed us marvelous things. He said they are going to move. And we
prayed
prayers to gather angels.
Now I
called them, they don't come. Demon is strangling me. strangle the congregation? Have you seen one being strangled here? You know, if you are one sick person on 100, it is you not healed in the same medicine. There is a problem on you, a special problem on you as a person. It's not on the doctors. For me, when you tell me that angels, they refuse and demons beat us, I can ask you here how many have been beaten before. Even those who come with them, they sit down till they are taken from them. Are we together? Have a relation with yourself, you build with them.
First thing
is the Father above the heavens.
He gets
to the word the Son Jesus in the third heaven. He moves to the Holy Spirit and His fullness. And then he relates with them of His angels.
Different
creations you want to work with, they have angel with in charge of them. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, Gabriel told John,
Apostle John,
he told him like this, Revelation 22, verse 8 and
9.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things.
Verse 9.
Then he said unto me, see, you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book, who worship God. Yes.
No,
after he saw all,
his
angel perhaps is great. I need to be worshipped. You are worthy angel. You get up, get up. Stand up. What tells you me worthy? You know, you see,
no
matter great things you will do, and you are the Spirit of the Lord with His angels, don't allow people to dare worship you. Yes. Don't allow them. Even some you have to chase away. They come worshiping you. You chase them. When we are here in Uganda,
Africa,
in Africa, women as they kneel, that is theirs. Are we together? And they were greeting you, the young boys and the girls.
It's okay.
But to cause your fellow men kneel before you or your fellow women, that too is not right. Because what have you done as you? Because the angel is, they kneel before him.
So
it involved worshipping him. For the more you leave it like that, a new member who comes never knows.
This
just kneels, ask them to honor you. You may say the fellow men, even the elder men, they all kneel down.
And
it's the one worshipped here. The one come will not understand that. Are we together?
So Malaika,
angel, as you worship him, he said that worship God. Me, I am your fellow servant. With all prophets, they have served with prophets. Now you. For he was an apostle. You say, I'm your fellow servant. You in a
place,
when you look into yourself, what relation, who do you look like in the prophets? You the one you see and in preparation to work with God, his angels, that relationship, you've reached it, that they come.
They work
with apostles and prophets, even those who keep the words of the book. How far have you reached them? The ones of the book of the Lord, you do not mind them. You are there. That you do summary. We teach you detail, you write down summary. Angel hears, we have studied detail.
You
want to pass, call him through your summary. Me, I get surprised of you.
You
don't know what you want.
Wanji?
Are we together? Your relation. Angels of fire, we study all. Even groups as they are. How is it? How far have you reached it? Scriptures, how do you see them? You believe them to which extent? You do them to which far? They do all of them as they are. When you keep words of this book, the Bible, and the relationship begins. But there is in verses, not yet even castle them.
That
some you want and you highlighted them in your Bible. They are those you want. Some of you paint them, your favorite verses. You see the Bible of heaven is highlighted with color. They keep the word of God. The whole of it. What he reads is everything written is ours. The Lord sent them to us. We've written this book. Now why love for us? Only that one.
Me,
I have my verse. It works for me. It works what?
The
entire Bible does not work for you. You have your verses which work for you.
Somebody say now.
We are studying angels of fire. Why are we going that side? Till we are studying them. Now your relation, where is it? And they know
that
this gospel is everlasting. No departing from it. They find you moving out of it, coming back in it. And where is the relation with them? When you depart from them.
You say,
maybe what it teaches in the Bible. But I read it. You are not even sure. Are we together? The wires keep sorting. Angels ready work with people when they are sober.
In
the service of God, they tell you be sober.
Wanji?
Are we together? In Revelation chapter 40, verse 6, they know this is an everlasting gospel. Have not to depart from it. If you want a relation with them. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in mid-heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. It's an everlasting gospel. That is what they have. The book of the Lord is that it will never pass away. It always will pass away. But the word of God, it will never pass away. Whether you depart from it, it never goes away. Now, our relation with the angels
is
not only in knowledge, it's in putting in action, doing what you've been taught.
Nothing
like playing within it, they don't move from it.
bino byomara oteka ko wali
eja wandi put aside the scripture
no soko okola byoyagala
you first do what you want
no chinoned
and you pick it after
yagamba tobanga
he said don't steal
toyenda
don't fornicate
ni mkamera yagamba
and that's what he said
we mwenenya
when you repent I'm ready to forgive you yes
kiryoso kana ochiteka
and I first put it aside
no nachi no
and you pick this one
nak na yobu ya yobu era tobukomya
kind of life you've never stopped it
wo ali munsingo
muyayi in the world you are a rascal there
kakati bozemo
right now you've come in God muyayi still you are a rascal in God
what waga nei
somebody said but now
kakati ati katonda tukoze
God what have you written to you
nayo obuyayi bogwo bokebira mutobulaba
life of a rascal don't you see it in your life
kinicha wandikwa nochibu
scripture you skip it
no ronda yo
and you pick out
echina kuagira ngomba
so kuono that which will support you after you have sinned
demukama wagame message
the Lord is saying the attitude of your mercy
negena nejure
chisa even hell is spirit is mercy
ajja kujja muse jude
chisa you get from the world field of mercy put you where is no mercy yes
ye jude chisa
he is filled of mercy
negena yote jude
but hell is not filled of mercy
katuobo cha mugamba
if you tell him Lord
sasa jude chisa
the filled of your mercy
no kuza
to have mercy on me
ngena kodwa
he say I'll take you
etali chisa
where is no mercy
kubasaga mayonti wali
chisa I never say there is my mercy there
Olimengwa okwekwasanga ebyawandi.
Never have excuse of scriptures.
Ngabo yono nebirala.
As you've seen in others.
Okore ebirala.
You do elves.
Enkoraga ne liruda.
Where is the relation?
Muliza muganda
wangu. You ask your brethren. Tell them.
Ne muganda wangu.
My brethren.
Enkoraga nayo.
Your relationship with God the Father.
O mwana Yesu
Kristo. The Son Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit.
Ne bamalaika.
Even his angels.
Ujitushizawa.
Where have you reached it?
Waka kampuni muchibinja chamo.
You're in the safest group.
Echibinja chamalaika bo muliro.
The angels of fire.
Waga twaite bo chama
nje. What is called the burn powers of darkness.
Bo chaga ruade.
The burn sicknesses.
Amarogo.
Witchcraft.
Emizimu.
Demons.
Na ye.
But.
Banajia.
Will they come?
Ukosheja kunkora gana ayo.
According to your relationship with them.
Kubanga
because
uina nempise zitayandi emize
you have even some manners
yitwa mize
yes manners
toyanirize bagenyi
you don't welcome visitors
we none ina gurume face
you have a gurume face
toyagala abantu
you don't love people
kati wa wanajadi
now when will they come to you said they will not come to you
just over bo bo abuntu
your usual life it's funny
emere bayo
your food is yours alone
akati bibule ni obo
ga jikolo Hebrews how are you going to do 14 verse 1 and 2 yes
aha kashobora okubira
let's read the verse 2
Hebrewia esula ya 13 olunyolo okubira
Hebrews chapter 14 verse 2
Tengwaira biranga kusembeza abagenyi kubanga olwoko waliwo abasembeza bamalaika ngate bamanyi
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Yes. You can't even welcome visitors. In your home, entire home, it smells poo-poo-soo-soo of children. When you look to that, your house, they will come from the house, a small one. We move higher.
But
find you don't know even how to order it. Now the angels that you want them in your homes. You say the visitors have come. We are going to eat our chicken. But we shall eat it next Sunday. What can we call it?
Biokora bia bikutawa
Demons are troubling you what?
No kwaniza bano wana
abajja. If you will come your brother look up here you fail.
Umuleba burabi
you just look at them.
Muno yagara kolagana.
They want to work with angels.
Igwe
you.
Na burugeshigezi
look at your waiseke. Even you are so volatile. Your way you are not gentle godly.
Buno enkolagana
that your relation with them
buba kampinge bakweto
that they come to surround you
oshikonga bagena kukuba
maybe people they're going to rather beat you
kuba
Because angels of fire, they are ready to camp. Every time you will call them, just as others are. But the problem, they will come for you with a second allegiance. They end up burning you again. Now the situations you are in, you don't forgive. Don't allow to be renewed.
Hardness.
I don't want to hear the scriptures lest they change me and I totally get saved. And this time, one of you is saying, me, I want us to flow in the fire and pray for angels of fire. Let's pray for those things they're teaching. They're not mine. You forward them to others.
Me,
I made the relation with angels already. Where is it?
The angels come.
Even my home, if you see the things you do there, your manner conduct there, even at your workplace. Just you have a shop. Scales, they're not ballast there. You changed them. Angels of measurements, you call them. Yourself. Even when you make a deal. And you make it with another. You count a bigger portion for yourself.
Yet
even your work in that has been small. You are not worthy of that reward.
Yes,
where you pass, you count advantages. They are all yours. You don't consider others. You call it your measurements that you pass together. Look, even when you mix tea, it has been a little sugar. You try to see that yours is much. Just your scales not balanced. Angels have no way. They are going to relate to work with you. The groups of angels you call, they all have work to do.
If
to them do a work in you, they will do it. You call those of fire, you too, you will be burnt by them.
Then
they are not to welcome them again.
For
Prophet Elijah,
2
Kings chapter 6, he was surrounded by these angels. But you, man, according to those manners, angels will lay a cup in your house.
Are
they a cup only in full knowledge here? Maybe my home too.
Yeah,
they will not just focus on like that. They have a big deal. I decided God is the word of God. Don't you look to yourself? Indeed. In your heart, you feel yourself. And you know your beheadedness, the level is on. You know how you do something, never change, you never humble. You know how you first choose yourself. That you fear God. Yet you don't keep his commands.
If it's
what you despise it, you do what you want. That you're going to pass with the angels. You think the prophets and the apostles come from, they never wanted angels with themselves?
In
the prophets of your fathers out there, they didn't want angels. Did they come there? If you want to remain like prophets of your fathers, prophets of your fathers,
in
those religions, beliefs which are not clear, even in the fake salvation.
Spend
years here, I'm telling you.
And you've
never related with a single angel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. How have you understood this? You speak to your brethren. Moses don't refuse to call us, to call angels. But he asked our relationship with them, how is it? For two cannot move together except they have agreed. Praise Jesus much. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16.
2
Kings chapter 6, verse 16.
Nadamu titotia, kubanga bali na febanji, okusinga bali na bo.
And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17.
Elisa nasaba nayogera nti mukama wange kwegayiridde omuzibula amasoge alabe awo mukama nazibula amasoge omulenzi nalaba awulaba olusozi nga lujjudde embalasi n'amagali ag'omulira getolodde Elisa.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Yes. You think these were mere horses? Only horses? With chariots of fire. Upon them there are those seated on them. All groups of holy angels we've studied, they have horses and they have chariots. They are in them. They just get them from them and they manifest them, they use them. As you see, they have wings in them. Still they can appear here without the wings.
And
you see him go back, fly, he's brought them out. They are within them. Their horses and their chariots. They are parts of their bodies. As you see, they made the
kerubims.
They put them musical systems in them, instruments. Yes. Now chariots.
Horses
and their chariots. Even those who were on them. The angels of fire. They camped surrounding Elisha.
Read
the time of the spiritual world.
It begins
from the oxygen you breathe. We saw much about it. Where they were encamped. And they built a city there. They put mountains there. And they camp there. But the question is, indeed, will you able to pass with them when you refuse to agree? For the among you there are 20 years here. We are learning. But now you made it into a murmur and a complaint. We have learned much.
Some
things the apostle repeat them. And I repeat them as a
first,
and vision has not been added on them, and more revelations. Yet, if I repeat them, you
had
held them to which far? For he speaks and he says, me to write to you the same thing, it does not weary me. But for profiting, and to reminding you, remember one thing. This we are in the book of remembrance. Me, I know very well. There are those who took an entire year to know the seven spirits of God and to order the first to the last spirit.
ngokutandika
and Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2
amanya ntandika na moyo wa magezi
the spirit of wisdom
moyo wa kutegeka
spirit of understanding
moyo wa kutesha
spirit of counsel
moyo wa amani
spirit of mind
moyo wa kumanya
spirit of knowledge
moyo wa kutia
spirit of fear of God
moyo wa mkama
and the spirit of the Lord
ajamu twalilo mwaka
gumu and took them 1 year
We
teach them again and again.
Chebaita okudizibwa obujja.
What they call revival.
Kintu chiba muba mwawo abane muba
ku. People who errant and you're off.
Echidada.
Another.
Okuzo obujja ebintu batebiriwo.
Towering of things they are not there.
Kutira.
We have to charge them more and more to you.
Obanga mwana agenza kusomero.
Child is going to school.
Na yenga bulire mutuuka.
Anytime you reach.
Nino kudamu somewa no paka ku 10.
Read 1 up to 10.
Umwana kamunambo mwana
baba. One year they are repeating the same cycle. Yes.
Count 1 up to
bala emupaka 10.
Watu kali watu somsa
ABC. Which they told us ABC. They say you think those and you
know ABC D
and be an effort.
Kali katonda sauru okuba chimanyi.
Sorry for he knows.
Ogwo mutwe.
That head. That you touched that.
Ogwa guno ogwa.
Say this my head.
Waite kukwata bulunji.
Could not catch things well.
Agudingana
nagwa
noitinga nagwongera nagugazia memory.
Twice and much memory.
Wa kudingana rako chako.
Time he repeats is doing a work in it.
Amen. Ero manyi bulunji.
And you know well.
Ebiro byaberanga ngane chan ku chimu otagala nacho
chikaga. Time appeared you struggled with one scripture.
Neka tusomba yo busomba.
Now you just get one. 2 30.
Ni mwana.
I'm in 40. Those are 50
spirits. Bino nabichi bimuje.
They are all in you.
Amen. Gwoza mukama akudingana.
You say God keeps repeating things.
Bwa koma ona na dingano
uliba ola mazima. When it comes to repeat falsehood and truth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati munange.
Now,
oja kuagala malaika bakampinga.
Want the angels to come?
Era chitufu, bali no campinga.
They have to come.
Wetogena tule mesha.
You are not going to fail us.
Na ye,
but
togena kola nabo.
You will not work with them.
We aganyo kola
ngana. You refuse to make a relation with them.
Yokulira ebiragwate ebiragiro
bya. Keeping commands of God.
Nokulira ekigambo
kya. Give to hear the word of God and to put in
action.
You will not fail us.
Zenda byeko.
Me I have seen.
Nga abana baba.
The children of man.
Tebasobola kunemesha kola mulimo
kwa kama. Fail me to the
world.
No matter how they see.
Nevurunga zenda bangenda mumaka.
I see myself progress forward.
Kale ka mkubuze.
Let me ask.
Emirundi je wake vurunga
nange ngo. That's me too I fail.
Hey, what do I got?
Someone is saying now.
Kati mtume.
Apostle.
Atwe jieko.
He separated himself from us.
Still
I was separated.
Nawe kirizo ya uruwe.
You to accept me separated, we get to be together.
Saya uruwa.
Was I not separated?
Indeed. Kati guruachi nawe to kirizo
ya uruwe. Why don't you accept the separation to be separated? In your forefathers, you studied that being someone separated, they call him a mwawule, separated. Yes. But we got separated us from the world.
It said,
though we're in the world, you are not of the world. See some things you do. Even a prostitute does the same things.
Biokora
what you do
no musamisi bya
if a wizard does this
biokora
what you do
no mukomosi we me
if anyone smokes the pipe
rakuba gwoko monte
tali because you smoke a pipe which is not there physically you're there cheering every time
uraba abantu baso
you see people
omwano
and you stretch that mouth
that e mindi joko
now that pipe is smoke
yakati muganda wa
now my brethren
oruganda
brethren
yori
are you there
enkola gani itushiwa
your relation how has it where far has it reached
kubanga bamaleka bayino kuja
because angels have to come
nembara shizabwe
with their horses
na magari
and their chariots
bakambinge
and they camp
kubanga bayino kubanga bazayo kubantu abamwe
because they have to get people they take back home
babira na magari kubate
have chariots
mwe batutuwalira
that's where they take us from when they come in full knowledge, the only ones have increased. Now both of them clothed from the bodies, we have to take them home. They don't take us on the robe, ladies and gentlemen. No. We go in their chariots. And both chariots will take us. They're going to sing us chariots. Let us see. But the truth is this. This is just what we want them for. What? Want them to help you in your wickedness and sins? Or in doing good?
Do
you think they can help in doing bad and evil? You know, we see Prophet Elijah here. He's taken. The chariots take him away. Let's see 2 Kings chapter 2.
Basekabaka chokubiri. Esula yakubiri olinyi.
2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 11.
Awolwatuka basekabaka chokubiri olinyi lwakubiri. Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula yakubiri onyolwe 11.
2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 11.
Awo lwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja, laba ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalaasi ez'omuliro ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi.
And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared the chariot of fire and horses of fire, and separated them both, and Elijah went up by a weary wind into heaven. Yes. Even Prophet Elijah, he too had the same angels encamped around him.
But
only group of angels of fire alone. All groups camp. They have their horses and chariots.
Could
be lifted, be taken in heaven. They say angel is the one who lifts to take you. But
it
takes you in the chariots. According to Luke chapter
16,
verse 22, we see Lazarus unclothing the body, what we call died, lifted by angels. As we've seen Elijah,
2
Kings chapter 2, verse 11. We see that chariots, we've not seen angels there. But angels were once taking him. They have chariots. Let's read in Luke. Luke chapter 16, verse 22.
Nasitulaba malaika, nasiba mchifuba cha Ibrahimu. Nomugaga nafa, nazikiwa.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. Horses and chariots. They lift up Elijah. And
Luke 16
verse 22, that those horses and chariots, they are driven by angels, and they are one of the transports they use.
So, suppose
you read of the other people,
and
they told you when you are going in heaven, you pass via a rope. One woman in Uganda, she said,
that
Lord Jesus was taking her in heaven. They passed via a rope. They have their luggage carrying them. That there was a big depth, gulf, hell, and they walk on tension on the rope. And those with heavy luggage were not able to carry them. Who did give them to Jesus? They will fall off the rope. Me, then I get surprised of Jesus.
When he
called me in the Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, he said, where he come, Those weary and burdened, you see the rest of your spirit. I came, the luggage of sins, different form of sinning, all manners, I put them aside.
Now,
why he come for me and then he makes me pass via a rope? All I read about in the Bible, the angels came for them and they had chariots. They sit you there, the child of the King of Kings,
and
then be taken on the chariots. Chariots, they take you. There are angels, Michael, with the chariots white, typical, with the white horses. And the angels, Gabriel, with their red horse and the red chariots.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Those of fire them too.
Hey,
how dare you be touched on the way?
You know,
the person be taken in heaven, now they appear. I wonder those big stories of going in heaven.
The
stories.
But
they
are
not where they connect with the Bible. Apostle once abroad that him alone is one who went to heaven. It's not me alone. You
two
are free to go there if you can.
Yeah, yes.
I don't want you have manners with yourself.
Not
listen, God who choose out.
Many
prophets are here, they entered, they saw heaven. It's not me alone. Even what's wrong remains wrong. Those not gone to heaven have not gone to heaven. Falling in hell, you are fallen there. You cannot say that you went to heaven. Me, I'm not here to prove to you whether I went to heaven. But I'm here to prove
that
still God took me in heaven. That's not on me. It is on him who took me.
It's
not me want to prove I went, but on him who took me.
Who
am I not to witness that he took me there? Can you refuse to witness? If I introduce you the name, I tell you, Apostle
Ronald Hope,
witness. I am a witness, witnessing about what I know well. I saw, I studied, I passed through it. Maybe I take off the name witness. I never witness.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But truth is this, brethren. All those as they are there, angels have to come to us. I wanted as we read in the
midst,
a question for the word the Holy Spirit said, that these people, you taught them all groups of angels, and they think they are going to work, they are going to call them work, but their relation with them, how come they have not built it? Praise Jesus much. Where have you reached? Speak with the brethren. Did I have not thought much about that? I thought just going to call them, have we heard of them? We command them in the name of Jesus,
basing
in the Holy Spirit, and they come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Your relation, they have said it had reached where? But as you've read in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11 that all angels, they have horses and chariots. More proof, you will read it in Zechariah chapter 6. Yes. Zechariah chapter 6 from verse 1.
Era natende nyimusa amaso gange n'entunula. Era laba, amagali ana nga gava wakati w'ensozi ebbiri.
And I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. Yes. Four chariots. On them are horses. With the group of Angel Michael,
Maraika Gabriel,
Angel Gabriel,
Angel
Raphael,
the
group of Angel of Fire. Because Abaddon, you know, you studied about them.
So
they don't have chariots.
But
they take who within them? They have chains. They drag those they take in hell. Those with chariots, group of Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel, group of Angel Raphael, Abaddon do not have chariots. Even death. They have chains. Dragon rebellious spirits.
There
are angel of creations.
Ariel.
He too has his chariots.
On
the fields when he's packed on the animals and the creatures which are sick. He treats them. Even some, he gathered them on the other day to enter the ark of Noah.
He
drives them to a distance and says, "You go in that ark." Even angels of fire, them too have their chariots. Let's read here, we see. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 2.
Kugali eliolubereberie, kwalike mbalasi za lukunyu. Ne kugali eliokubiri, kwalike mbalasi nziru gavu.
Before the first chariots were red horses, and before the second chariots, black horses. Yes.
Seba yo kwegamba.
This chariot, it's not by itself. There are horses in the one in angel on them. Basing in the groups they come from. When you reach Jerusalem of heaven, you don't find horses there. Even chariots are not there. No.
And if you
the system is in the body of angels. He manifests them when they need to use them.
Going to come.
You get out from there, you don't see with the horse. Even chariots, you don't see them. And you reach horses and the chariots, it will appear.
It would have appeared
much by this time. They are a bit evil. Why? They are hard. But if you are using these chariots in our generation, now they are coming because they can make any means of transport. They will bring out cars. That makes us a host because your generations, the world was in passing through them then. Okay. But in our generation, you rarely appear with horses, chariots. They will come with rides, and you find cars parked there. And as you drive it, it disappears. It ends to where you're going.
For
we no more be caught with jam.
It's
a special relationship with the angels. Because in this season, if they see with a horse, with chariots,
Even a man riding
it. They is where they take you. These ones have gone in the old generations. They begin to research about it. But if they are new rights, just like cars of these generations, they don't ask much. Apostle. Why speak them in our generation? Will that be possible? Go ask God
who sent me
to speak them in this generation. Why you send that man? Things in these generations which will not be. May I believe one thing? They have to happen. Whether you believe it or not, God, may He give you a chance to see them. I'm not sure it's what reach you in heaven. Faith is what will reach you there.
But
it's one they told. You will see it, but you will never eat of it.
But
you can finish Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. You enter to verse 5. You will be able to see what concerns those horses, even those angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
in our generations, we are in revival, in restoration of all those things that God spoke and He did. His prophets were there from the beginning. Now you have to know.
We don't
only revive the word of God.
What's been
revived, they're known and they are left hanging there.
No.
Even doing them, we do them. Even manifesting, we manifest them. You know, you be there.
He
said, Prophet Elijah,
he called fire.
And he called it, came from where you know where it came from. He called it, he knew where it was to come from. Yes. He had angels around him. But now you just call it. You don't know? No. That I'm in faith. Elijah called fire. They had those around them. Church, in years before. Church. Those years, how were they? In prayer, have you called fire before? You said and spoke, you thought it was to come from where? In heaven. And who brings it? It just comes from there. Do you know how heaven is far? You know, by the time it has reached earth, it has burnt many things in the airspace. You say it come from heaven.
But
those meant to bring it very well, they pass other creation of God in the firmaments when they have not burnt them. When it passed in the after, no one has brought it in here. Then it leaves when it's burnt it. And it has burnt it, Safia. Do the things you call, they are all hanging. Fire come from heaven. Heaven is far. Now there are stars in the midst there. The moon, the sun, other planets before you reach planet Earth. Maybe comes dodging them. When it reaches the door into planet Earth.
You
know, planet Earth is circular. As you see it there.
Then
when fire will come and the door opens,
no,
it has the orbit in you, access inside it, and you have to pierce in it. That's why it doesn't come from heaven. They come pointed like that, as you see the rockets sharp. Penetrate through it.
Orbit,
through the orbit.
Orbit.
What we call orbit is something like gum. It shuts up this earth.
When you pass
through it, it gets back and covers. Now the fire you call come from heaven. Criteria, have you seen them? As it reaches, it has burnt many things there. Someone has said, why don't they measure it? It's never to burn them. Why
God
trouble himself? He created these angels of fire. They have charge over the fire. Those are ones we work with.
So
when you read the Kings, Elijah called on fire. Don't you think he called it when it comes right from heaven? No. Fire, there were angels who were responsible of it. First Kings chapter 18 verse 36.
Awolwatu kamisere chokuwa yechitone, echaka ungezi. Eliya nabbi nasembera, nayogera nti ayi Mukama Katonda wa Ibrahimu, wa Isaka ne Isirayiri, kitegerewe leero nga gwe Katonda mu Isirayiri, era nga nze ndi mudduwo, era nga nkoze bino byonna lwa kigambo kyo.
And it came to pass at that time of the evening offering, of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Verse 37.
Mpulira, ayi mukama, mpulira. Abantu bano bamanyenga gwe mukama, gwe katonda, era ngo chusiza emitima jawe. Okudayo.
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their heart back again.
Verse
38.
Awo muliro gwa mukama negugwa negwoche chiwewa yechokewa nenku na mayinja nemfufu negukombera dalama zagali mulusalo salo.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Praise Jesus much. The way he called fire from the Lord. But as I told you, our relationship with God the Father, right from above all the heaven, connects with God the world, we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, in the third heaven,
who
reigns over heavens and earth, connects with the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Connects with the Holy Spirit, that we can connect with the holy angels.
So
as we've told you, read the First Kings chapter 18, where prophet Elijah called fire. Yes. Praise Jesus much. But they never called it that it was far. But because angels came camped around them, and they were there to serve and minister with them, many things would have started on this group of angels. But as we were told, that our teaching priests, the seven, they have two trumpets. For every angel, the commander, the seven angels, and for the angels, the captains, other seven trumpets, they remain teaching us many things of the angels. But we told you that these angels of fire, they are led by spirit of fear of God. The fear of God is to hate evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, and to help many depart from evil. Why?
The
ones responsible on the lake of fire,
it begins
at the golden altar of God. Many things to be taught about them, even their code that we heard, that faith, the holy,
He
that is true has the key of David.
It
opens and no one shuts.
It
shuts and no man opens.
All
those words need to be studied and analyzed. At least something we move to understand of those angels. These codes which you move to study them.
Shall
get a day to list all of them. Of all the seven groups. Then we can order them very well. Because these angels in the manifestation, we have to ask them these things. What is their code? That you are angel of God, the living God. What is their work? Fulfilling the word of God as we hearken with its voice. Okay. You come from which group? Your commander holds which trumpet,
and
your captain, he holds the bow of which number? His name, what is it? Your code, what is it? And what does it mean? Why do you understand all those? Because they come to camp in our midst. And they come work with us. Come be with us in our houses. As we move, as we go minister, we come back. And tomorrow they cook food. Tomorrow it's your turn to cook. Today when you drive going, tomorrow is one drive going. We must know them so much
to
separate them from the fallen angels. Even to differentiate them from those made by humans. For the things they are making the robots which appear as angels. Others given them wings, they fly. They are like humans. Yet they are not humans.
The
where we are going, there is that aspect. Praise Jesus much. But we thank God
who
has led us
unto
this hour. On the day of tomorrow,
we
shall finish with seventh division of the holy angels of God. The group of the angels Jophiel of the seal of God. Their work to seal all those who hearken to the everlasting gospel of salvation. If you are in another gospel beyond that, they do not seal you. But they are in there.
If we are
going to move to welcome them on the day of tomorrow, we shall move to start of them. Move on to seal the children of God before they get the seal of Satan. May God bless you. Let's wait for the next session.
The
choir is to take us on as they sing for us. Those chariots will take us.
And
the chariots.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.